the glory, the Shekinah, of the Father's own manifestation, full of grace and truth. Verse 16, we have all received from His fullness, yes, grace upon grace, for Aleph Tav was given through Moses. And I'm going to give you a better translation. And beauty and fullness of the Torah came through Yeshua the Messiah. No one has ever seen Yahweh, but the only unique son, Aleph Tav, who is identical with Yahweh, is at the Father's side. He has made Him known. Does that section of verses make more sense now? I mean, do you see the beauty of that? I do. The poetic, mystical beauty of those verses. Because we went back and we started with in Bereshit. Okay, we started in Genesis, Bereshit. And here we go right here. I mean, look how similar these verses are. Bereshit, bara, Elohim, Aleph Tav. And here it would say, Bereshit, Aleph Tav. No wonder we're supposed to start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Now let's go through and read some scriptures. John chapter 3, verse 16. And if you can't do this one from memory, of course I'm using a different translation, but if you can't do this one from memory, shame on you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only and unique manifestation so that everyone who trusts in Him would have eternal life instead of being utterly destroyed. John chapter 5, verse 36. But I have a testimony that is greater than Yochanan's, for the things the Father has given me to do, the very things I am doing now, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Now, if we're looking at that through our Trinity mind, our Trinity glasses, it looks like two different people. But if we're looking at that through this teaching of the coffee can and the glacier and the Aleph Tav, it makes perfectly good sense to me, at least. John chapter 6, verse 46. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God, he has seen the Father. Doesn't have any contradiction now to me. John chapter 10, verse 30. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them from the Father's hands. I and the Father are one. Many translations and another verse will say, the Father is greater than I. Well, I see the greater and lesser. Doesn't that come into play right there? It just shows the verses that, yes, He is saying that the Father is greater, but He says, I and the Father are one. There's no contradiction here. John chapter 14, verse 28. You heard me tell you, I am leaving and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would have been glad that I am going to the Father because the Father is greater than I. There's the verse I just quoted. He is greater than I, but yet they're one. Don't need to go any farther, but I will. John chapter 8, turn back a few. Chapter 8, verse 58. Yeshua said to them, yes, indeed, before Abraham came into being, I am. And they picked up stones to stone him because he said, before Abraham was, he was there. Now, Abraham had lived a few hundred years prior to, and Yeshua didn't look that old. So he was saying, I am Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. He was taking them back to the burning bush. He was taking him back to the revelation, and he was saying, I am that one. Colossians. Let you do some scriptural gymnastics tonight. See if after all that you can find Colossians. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Complete Jewish Bible, 1470. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the visible image of the invisible God. He is supreme over all creation, because in connection with Him were created all things. He is the visible image of God. Okay, right. Don't have any problem here. Timothy. Back to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For God is one, and there is but one mediator between God and humanity, Yeshua the Messiah, Himself human. That was 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Who gave Himself as a ransom on behalf of all, thus providing testimony to God's purpose at just the right time. Now, if we are to excerpt that one verse out of Scripture, what do we have? That He is a human mediator. But if we look at this verse in the context of everything we've said so far, the context of all the Scripture, yes, He is the mediator, because God came to mediate for us through the person of Yeshua Himself. For see, can Yeshua be a human and be our Redeemer? I'd like to say the answer is no. That He cannot be just a human and be our Redeemer. Psalm 49. Few more verses. Psalm 49, starting in verse 8. No one can ever redeem his brother or give God a ransom for him, because the price for him is too high. Leave the idea completely alone to have him live on eternally and never see the pit. The Scripture says that nobody in here can redeem me. There's not a man or woman that is alive or has ever been alive that in your humanity can redeem anything or anyone. That's the verse. Isaiah 48. Back to Isaiah. And these are just a few references that I'm bringing out tonight. You can go on with this as much as you want. Isaiah 48, verse 17. Thus says Adonai, or actually it's bold type, thus says Yahweh your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who teaches you for your own good, who guides you on the path you should take. He says, I am Yahweh your Redeemer. To me, that's pretty plain. I don't have to look up that one in five different languages. Isaiah chapter 60. Verse 16. You will drink the nations, the milk of nations, you will nurse at royal breast, and know that I, Yahweh, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov. I am your Redeemer, not that I'm going to send some person to be your Redeemer. I am your Redeemer. And by the way, when it says the titles of Yeshua Himself, that He would be born of a virgin, it says this, that He will be called Almighty God. Mm-hmm. What part of this do people not understand? If He is just a man, here's the trap, folks. Here's the trap. If Yeshua is just a man, why do I need another man to redeem me? If He's just a man, then maybe I can redeem myself. Maybe I can come up with a way of redeeming myself instead of going through Him, because He's just a man, the same as I am. And if He's just a man, then He's a sinful man. And how can a sinful man redeem a sinful man? You know, if you've ever been around a prison, prisoners can't redeem prisoners, right? It takes somebody outside of the prison to redeem them. If He is, and listen to me, follow this one. If He is not Yahweh, and He is Yahweh, then the Shema is a lie. There are people that say, or is trying to say that he is, oh yes, he is Yahweh, but he's not the Father. If he's not Yahweh, but he is Yahweh, then Shema is a lie, because it's getting a little mental gymnastics, too much going on there for me. I think people are trying to outsmart themselves. But why have I gone through this with you tonight? Some of you are probably asking. Here's one reason. Because you need to own your beliefs. It is not enough, folks, for you to come in here every 2 weeks, or for you to get my CD every month and listen to it and go, wow, that was a good teaching. Wow, he put that together nice. Ah, I like that one. Yeah, I'm convinced now. But until you can open your scripture and own it, it's not yours. I've given you a small part of it tonight. Because the scripture says in 2 Timothy, and ladies, don't get mad at me when I read this, because I'm going to, as you know, I am probably going to give another side of it. You know, I'm not just going to leave it where it is. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, talking about the last days, about the people that will be self-loving and money-loving and arrogant and proud and all that stuff that's in the news today. Stay away from these people, verse 6. For some of them will worm their way into homes and get control of weak-willed women who are heaped with sins and swayed by various impulses. Many translations say it like this. They will get control of silly little women who are laden with sins. And why are they getting control of silly little women who are laden with sins? Because the men are even sillier and even have more sin and are not protecting the women. Husbands, shepherds, leaders, if you're not protecting your wife from stupidity of doctrine, if you're not protecting the widows who are in our midst, you are not doing your job. Because it says that Eve was deceived, Adam was not. The scripture is clear that there are positions, that there's placement, and one of the things that men are responsible for is leading and protecting their homes from stupidity of doctrines. Many people that have walked away from faith in Messiah would not have done so if the men that were in their lives had been in the position that they were supposed to be in. Why is this so important to me? Most of you are looking at me like the proverbial cow at the new gate. Some of you are looking at me and you're wondering, why is he so mad? You're looking at me with all kinds of thoughts and emotions going through you because you don't understand the reason this teaching is so important to me today. Because in 2003, at this time of year, we were falling for the same doctrine. Thinking that Judaism was better. I did a whole message. It's still on the internet. I need to retape it and bring it back up to date. I just don't have time. Called I Can See Clearly Now. About Kathy's walk. And saying publicly, before a group, I do not know if Yeshua is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh or not. And you can call me unstable all you want. I thank God for the days that we walk through. In Colorado during those years, in 2003 and 2004, the people walking away from the divinity of Yeshua was called an epidemic. One person says that it was actually in an Israeli paper. They said that they should be thankful for the Messianic movement in America because it has given approximately 250,000 converts to Judaism. People that walked away because they saw a perverted truth, which was called a lie, and they took a low road response and said Judaism was better, not knowing that Judaism today is, in many cases, just as much of a perverted lie as Christianity is. Because if you go back to the original writings, in Judaism it says the Messiah will be Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in the flesh. It's a truth that is buried far down in the pages of writings. See, it's one that I don't know why. I had friends of mine, and people I know that converted to Judaism and walked away from Yeshua. And why he allowed me to stand before you today, I have no idea. Why I did not walk the same walk, myself and my family, I cannot tell you tonight. But every time that this teaching, this false doctrine rears its head, I understand how close I came to losing what I have today. I hope you understand why I'm standing before you on the serious side tonight. See, today around, most of you know that I am pretty well known for teaching a pretty hard line. Most of you enjoy that. Some of you are still trying, but most people come here and listen to me weekly on the internet on a weekly basis. The number one email that I get, the number one phone call that I get in the office is, Mike, thank you for saying it like it is. That's all I know, folks. That's all I know is a radical, committed life to this thing. But here in this congregation, we set standards. As we talked about a few weeks ago about Shabbat, we will continue to talk about different things here. We set standards. Today, those that are not living up to the standard are not being turned away. Yet. There will be a day. In which the worldly events are more important to you than Shabbat, and you defile the Shabbat, you will not be allowed in the door. It'll be your choice. You defile yourself by having a little unclean food on the side. There'll be a day that the standard will be raised even higher than it is. There will be a day that we turn people away. Not those that are searching for truth. I will never turn anyone away that is searching for truth. But the Torah commands me that there is a time that we will have to turn people away from the camp. Because we will live the life. The standard of Torah will be right here. When is that day? I don't know. You can have differing ideas here about the last days. You're welcome here. You can have differing ideas on what it means to worship. You're welcome here. You can have differing ideas on tithing or not tithing. You're welcome here. An email one time that said, I just can't afford it. I can't afford to come because I don't have any money to put in a plate. I said, don't ever think about not coming to this congregation because you don't have a dollar to give. not about money. The day comes that you can't make it here because you don't have enough gas, enough money to put in your gas tank, you call me, I'll fill it for you. Long as I got the money, I'll fill it for you. And that's a promise. But there are some things that are non-negotiable, folks. And here it is. Yeshua is the fullness of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh. And He, as the fullness of Yahweh, walked this earth, Him being fully Yahweh and fully human. He lived a perfect life that was based upon Himself, the Torah. He died for and is the only way of redemption. He was resurrected and He is returning again. Those things that I have said to you are non-negotiable in this congregation. Those are non-negotiable for any festival that we have on our property. Those are non-negotiable for any event that is hosted by this congregation. And if you have a belief other than those, I will be glad at my first opportunity to sit down and discuss it with you, scripture to scripture. But I can tell you this, as the song says, I shall not be moved. So if you want to go and change my mind, understand this. I own my beliefs. I will not change. And if you do not, in the end, or if a person who comes does not in the end line up with these things, they will be asked to leave. If they do not leave, they will be asked again to leave. If they refuse to leave, they will be taken out of the camp, bodily if necessary. Has this ever affected us? Yes, it has. For in the early days of our congregation, I found that we had people at some of our festivals that did not believe that Yeshua was Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. I found out afterwards. So I'm asking you as a congregation that if you find someone within our congregation who I will classify as a wolf that comes in and does not believe the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, that Yeshua is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in the flesh, and then they specifically start to propagate that false doctrine, I want you to come to me first. If you can't find me, you find some other man that looks like he's doing something of leadership. I will guarantee you, I will ask them to leave, because I will not allow the congregation of Beit Kahal to be affected by this false doctrine. Am I serious? Test me. I will not have our youth, our widows, affected by doctrines such as this. I will stand and protect them. So do I believe that Yeshua is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in the flesh? Well, you can go onto the website and you can go onto the internet, and it was a good thing for me for a number of years that there is a professional golfer that has my name. There's a professional football player that has my name. And now there's even a movie that they made with my name. Those two of those things for a number of years protected me, because you had to do a little searching to find my name on the internet. The bad stuff is still there. I freely admit it. There was an article written that was taken totally out of context and was used without my permission at all. But it still is there, and you can read about a very challenging time in our lives. But a time that today I can say I thank Him for, because I own it today. It's not just what somebody taught me. And I challenge you, own what you believe. There's coming a time you're going to have to. All right? Shavua Tov. Have a wonderful, blessed week. And Bezrat Hashem, God willing, see you here in a couple of weeks.
For more information on the ministry of Joined to Hashem, you may write us at Post Office Box 1816, Seminole, Oklahoma, 74818. Our office number is 405-257-6277, or our website, joinedtohashem.org. That's joinedtohashem.org. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching. We pray it's been a blessing to you. For more information about the ministry of Joined to Hashem, you can reach us by mail at Post Office Box 1816, Seminole, Oklahoma, 74818, by phone 405-257-6277, and also on the internet, joinedtohashem.org, and also torahislife.org. May Hashem bless you richly. As they come to the sign, His delight shall be upon their heads. They will come to the sign, His joy.